My stars. Oh, still getting used to coming in here and seeing you awake. But hey, how are you holding up, Rosebud? That sounds about on par with what I put you through yesterday. With the amount of healing you insisted that you could take, I was a bit worried that you were going to pass out from overexertion or something like that. I'm glad to see that you're back with me, Flower. It would have been awfully lonely to have to check on your injuries without having someone to talk to. I got quite comfortable with our conversations yesterday, and I really don't want to go back to the silence. So, let's see how you're healing up, how your thigh must feel, how the rest of you must feel, and we can figure out where we want to go from there. Yesterday, I introduced you to how my spores and tendrils can mix with yours to help the healing go faster. Today, I intend to see how the progress is holding up and determine if I need to try a different method. I'm hoping this works because, well, this is kind of all I've got, Rosebud. I've got nothing else to offer. So if this doesn't work, I'm out of ideas. Okay. Interesting. At first glance, everything looks about the same. Your thigh does look better. I mean, it's not as raw as it was yesterday. That's good. That means that the treatments have been working at least, right? Yeah. And my spores are helping with the pain, correct? That's good to hear. So if I touch down here by your knee, how does it feel? Does the pain shoot up your thigh? Okay. And if I grab one of your fingers like this, you can still feel it, correct? That's good to know. And if I move my hand slightly up your thigh, about midway, how does your injury feel now? You're sore this far down? You should be lucky that you didn't break your femur or something at this rate. On the positive, the scar is going to look really cool, isn't it? I think it is. Going to have all the ladies flocking to you, wanting to hear how you got your cool new scar. And then you're going to tell them countless stories. Most of them lies, obviously, because you have to make yourself sound cooler than you really are. Oh, come on. Don't roll your eyes like that. You know it's true. Telling them you crash-landed and then had been nurtured back to health by a kind mushroom alien woman isn't going to make someone instantly want to sleep with you. That's not riveting enough. That's kind of lackluster. Telling them a story about how you saved someone from a burning building or rescued a cat in a tree, that's going to get you laid. What? I know your type. You'll sit there wearing little shorts of some kind, legs spread nice and wide, and when someone asks about your scar, you'll pretend, "Oh, it's too painful. I don't want to talk about it." When in reality, that's all you wanted to do, and that's why you wore your little outfits. So then you'll tell the interested person some made-up story in the moment, and that's going to endear them to you, and then you can take them home and sleep with them. It's easy enough, and it works pretty much everywhere. When this heals, the scar is going to make you look sexy and badass. And then, no one's going to be able to keep their hands off of you. And you wouldn't want them to do that either, would you? No, of course not. And, with the spot it's in, you can cover it up if you don't want attention. You can be professional, or you can be a little slut. Seems like the best of both worlds, right? That's what I'm saying. Now, I need you to move your leg this way. I know it hurts, but you can take it. You took me well enough yesterday, didn't you?
Oh, fuck. My stars.
This was easier when you were unconscious. I could just maneuver your limbs however I needed, and you didn't grunt or complain that you were uncomfortable. Now, it's just going to be for a second while I make sure the burns are healing. These aren't causing you any pain, right? Good. I personally fixed them myself. I knew that the burns would be more painful than the cuts or bruises or even the gashes. So I figured they were the most important to heal. But you're doing good. You're doing really good for me. Just breathe. Just like that. Oh, good job, flower. Yes, it's not too bad, right? That's right. I told you that you could handle it. I've never given you anything that you can't handle, have I? That's right. I know what you can take. Yes, I do. Oh, you're so good, Rosebud. Why don't you roll on your back for me? I'm going to need your legs spread for this one. There you go. That's it. That's better. Now I can get up close and personal with your thigh injury. If you need to, feel free to rest your hand on my head or something. I don't mind if you touch me. Not a single bit. As long as it doesn't get in the way. You've proven to be on your best behavior so far. Keep it up for me. Now, if I touch you right here, does it hurt? That's good. It should hurt. I wanted to test to see if you had feeling in this area. I know you were able to feel me down by your knee, but the nerves up here could have been damaged beyond repair. It's a good thing you were found by me because, well, I'm unsure of what condition you would be in if you were using your own technology. I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but the type of injuries that you had, they could have only been repaired at a cellular level, Flower. You really did a number on yourself and your body. Now, tell me, does this hurt? That's good. You still have all your feeling. It means that you should be able to feel this on your other thigh. How did that feel, Rosebud? And what if I kiss a bit more, reaching a little bit higher with each one? That's it, flower. This feels good, doesn't it? Much more pleasant than yesterday, right? I wanted to give you a bit of a reward for being such a good patient yesterday. You let me reconnect your nerves as much as I needed, regardless of the pain. All just to ensure that you would heal completely back to normal. That takes a type of determination that should be rewarded. Something to be admired. Plus, you're an outsider. I've never been with someone like you before. I've only been with others of my own species. Tending to you these past few days, feeling your soft skin under my spongy one, feeling how solid you are compared to me, it made me curious. You burn so warm. Your body moves without you controlling it, from your heart beating to your lungs breathing. You're a fascinating creature, Rosebud. My curiosity in your kind has only grown by the day the more I take care of you. But now that you're awake, now that I've experienced your releases firsthand, I want to know what they would feel like if they were from pleasure. I want to get to know your body on an intimate level, Rosebud. Hearing your sharp intake of air as I rest between your thighs. Looking up at my little patient. You're not going to take your eyes off mine for the rest of the time I'm in here. Understand? Say it back to me, Rosebud. I need to make sure that you understand what I said. What are you going to do? That's right. You're going to keep your eyes on me. And when can you look away? Right again. You can look away when I leave the room. While I'm in here, I want your full attention on me. Understand, flower? Such a quick learner. Taking your leg and lifting it over my shoulder, giving me better access to your hole. Look at that. It looks delicious from here. Puckering around nothing, practically beckoning me to come closer, to dip my tongue inside you and finally get a taste. Fuck. You want that too, don't you? Oh, that makes me happy. I enjoy this so much better when you're honest with me, Rosebud. Honesty is such a good look on you. That's right. You taste so good. I don't think I've ever had anything that even compares to you, my sweet little patient. Just look at you, responding so well to me. It seems that you like to feel good just as much as you like to hurt, huh? That's okay. Good patients get rewards like this. I can only be nice if you stay on your best behavior for me. You're not going to do anything to mess this up, are you? I didn't think you would, Rosebud. I think you want to be good for me in order to earn my tongue. You're so curious to know what it would feel like against you, working you, tongue fucking your little hole. You're already picturing it, aren't you, Flower? You can say it, Flower. I'm not going to judge you for something like this. After all, I'm the one who decided to rescue you. I took on your needs when I decided that I wanted to nurse you back to health. That includes your sexual needs like this, Rosebud. It does. I mean, it's not like you can take care of this yourself. Not in your current state, at least. You're still sore all over from your crash landing, and that's not even mentioning our sessions yesterday. See, having your body repaired at a molecular level, it's going to take it a little bit out of you. That's why you feel really tired. What I'm trying to say is that, how should I put this? You don't need to worry about getting off. Let that be someone else's responsibility. Someone like me. I have no problem making you come, Flower. In fact, it's something I was thinking about last night. Yeah. Hearing your noises yesterday, watching your body twist in pain, contort in pleasure as you orgasm despite the overstimulation. It made me want to be the cause of those noises. I wanted to know if I could make you feel good enough to make those sounds. It's clear that you're a masochist, Rosebud. That much is obvious to anyone with eyes. Do you also like it when someone's sweet to you? When someone takes care of you? You flustered whenever I do anything remotely nice for you. I want to see just how far I can take it. Can I make you cry from how good it feels to have me touching you? I bet I can. All you have to do is lay back and be pretty for me. You can handle that, can't you? Oh, my, how delicious. Tastes saltier than I imagined. I didn't think I would enjoy it so much, but it seems... I love the taste of you. That's it. You feel really good against my tongue, Rosebud. Oh. That's right. Don't hold back any of those noises, flower. Be as loud as you need to be. I don't want you being quiet. Not now. Not ever. Oh. Oh, that's right, my pretty flower. Sing your sounds of pleasure for me. Oh. Oh, doing so good for me. Taking what I give you so well. You look so good when you're enjoying yourself. My tongue rolling around as you keep your eyes on me, looking down, watching my mouth work you. Feeling it. That's right, Rosebud. Keep your eyes on me. You don't need to look anywhere else. Not when I'm making you feel this good. That's right. Moan for me. Let me hear how good you feel, flower. You sound so fucking good. Keep it up for me. That's right. Adore how you sound. I didn't know it was possible, but you sound even better when you're in pleasure. What do you say to me for making you feel good? You're so welcome, Rosebud. Anything to hear you moan. Just like that. Yeah. Keep going. That's right. Don't you dare stop. Don't get quiet on me. Keep being as loud as you fucking can. That's my good patience. Taking everything I give you so well. Oh. You feel good, don't you? I know you do. Your orgasm steadily approaching as I lick more of you. Flicking my tongue around, feeling your thighs grip around my mushroom head. That's it. Look into my pitch black eyes, Rosebud. You're doing so good for me. You take it so well. You look so pretty when you're on your back with your legs spread. This is your natural state, isn't it? I think it should be. Could spend my entire day between your thighs and not get tired of the taste, flower. You would have to pry me off if you let me get my fill of you. That's right. I don't think anything could keep me away from you, Rosebud. I need you. I need you in a way that I've never needed someone before. You feel so good, rocking against my tongue. You're doing amazing. Yeah. Just like that. And that's it. You're so good for me, flower. It feels amazing, doesn't it? That's right. Just keep fucking my face, Rosebud. That's right. Keep it up. And don't hold back any of those noises. And that's my pretty flower opening up so easily for me. You love my tongue, don't you? You can't get enough of how it flicks around you, working you closer to coming. That's right. You're dancing on edge, aren't you? Getting closer with every swipe of my tongue. That's it. That's my good Rosebud. Can't help but get distracted in your own pleasure as it continues to build. That's right. You wanna come, don't you? Then beg for it, flower. Beg me to let you come. Wow, just how pathetic could you sound, Rosebud? When I told you to beg, I didn't think you were that desperate. That's right. That was such a pitiful display. For humbling yourself like that, you definitely deserve to come. So come for me, Rosebud. You're such a pretty flower. So well behaved. I want you to come. You can do it. Come for me. That's it. That's my sweet little patient. Coming when you're told to, yes. You did so good for me. Took everything I gave you so well. Yes, you did. Even begged when I told you to. I wasn't sure if you would, considering your job. I was afraid you might be too proud for it. Oh, you did so good. I'm so proud of you, Rosebud. Yes, I am. Did you have fun too?
I'm so glad to hear that. If you want my professional opinion, I think you should stay here another day. I would have said you were good to be released today if your injured thigh didn't hurt all the way down to your knee area. Poor thing. A good doctor always makes sure that her patients are completely recovered before letting them back into the world. You're going to be doing a lot of heavy lifting and repairing to your ship. And in your current state, I don't think it would be a good idea for you to do that just yet. Another day here, with me, should ensure that you're completely safe to return to your ship and start repairing it. Do you have an issue with that? Then we agreed. You'll spend one more day here, and then tomorrow will be your official last day. Ooh, but if that's the case, I'm gonna have to make sure you have a place to stay. Yeah, I just realized we don't have anything set up for visitors. How funny. All right, I'm going to have to ask the command leader what to do since you're going to be staying in town for a while. It's not like you can really go anywhere with a busted down ship. I'll see if you can move in with me for a few months. Does that sound all right with you? Great. Seems like we have another plan. I'll go tell my commander and get permission to start preparing a room for you back at my place. You get your rest. You're definitely going to need it starting tomorrow. I'll be back, Rosebud. Don't get into any trouble while I'm gone. I'll miss you.